Welcome to the Hillsborough School District HR High Five Podcast. This podcast focuses on the highlights and achievements of our amazing employees. Our episode today is all about hope in the workplace. We are looking forward to sharing stories from our guests about how this topic impacts the different work being done around HSD. We hope you enjoy it. Today's episode is hosted by myself, Connalu Williams, Human Resources Officer.
My name is Lisa Erickson, and my preferred pronouns are just call me Lisa. I always go by Officer Lisa for those of you that know me out there. And my job title is I manage our security, and I work in public safety as our public safety chief. So I have a little bit of a dual role.
Awesome. How long have you been serving in that role?
About 2.5 years.
Awesome. Lisa, we want to differentiate between the ideas of optimism and hope. Optimism doesn't typically require action or motivation to make a change, but in contrast, hope can be a great catalyst for action towards goals and successes. How do you see hope being a catalyst for a positive change in your work here at HSD?
Well, my work here in HSD is different than the education that goes on. I'm more on the facility side, and so I work with our safety. And that means with our building and our people. And so sometimes it gets complicated and it's not as easy in an educational setting. When we come into a public education facility, no one wants to think about safety. We want to be there and we want to be educated and we want to go play kickball and tetherball and, you know, learn our math and sing and do our art. But when we have to think about safety and incorporate that, I think that brings a bit of fear to people's minds, especially when we see, you know, threat situations that happen in our communities. But the biggest piece to blend them together, safety and hope, is we've got to get that human connection with the safety piece, to believe in it, to trust in it, and to practice every day little tiny safety things. Maybe it's just the way that you guide the kids through the hallway, or maybe it's somebody taking that extra time to make sure that a door is secured during the day. It's not propped open. And it's not just our staff, it's our students and our parents. You know, people get frustrated when they pull into a parking lot and a door is not open, and they've got to go around to, say, a front door, because that's where the camera system is to record you as you're entering the building. And it's sad to think about those things, but that's part of how we do it. And so it's getting people to have a little bit of faith and trust in our system, in that hard security system, and having that human piece to follow through and have the safety habits every day to make people feel comfortable and safe in their environment.
All right, thank you. Can you give us an example of when you had to balance between hope and possible hopelessness when dealing with a situation?
Well, I came to the district with 28 years of law enforcement experience with the Hillsborough Police Department. And so my association with the district would be the law enforcement side as a school resource officer when I started doing that. And so hope and hopelessness certainly were things that I looked up in the dictionary. I wanted to make sure I had it right. And I experienced a lot of that working in our community, really every day, if you will. And so I always choose, as most people know, to be on the happy and optimistic side, because I always feel that there's a solution to something somewhere. There's always a solution. And so I always want to remain in the hope lane and not the hopeless lane, simply because I know that there's always an answer for something. And I look to my team. I look to my people to help lead me and guide me as much as I lead and guide them, because I can't do it on my own. So if I'm stuck somewhere and feeling hopeless and I'm not sure about what the answer is, I ask a question. I seek help from my team members and run some ideas by and come up with a solution, and we're back in the hope lane.
So my next question for you is, as a leader, what does your role look like as you may guide a team in the efforts of having hope in the workplace?
What I like to do as a leader is bring people together as a team and discuss situations and make sure that we're able to share things together and make a decision collectively. It doesn't always happen in my world. Sometimes a decision might need to be made quickly, and I'm okay with that too. But I also depend on my team to make those decisions when I'm not around. And so My leadership portion of it is I want to meet people where they are at and guide them where they want to be. And everyone's different. And again, that's okay. Everybody's level is different. So I try to be very in tune with the people that I work with and make sure that I'm using my emotional intelligence to recognize their work life and their personal life because they mold together. I enjoy working with my teams. I like my people and I depend on them.
Thank you. Thanks so much for sharing your thoughts with us today, Lisa. We appreciate your wisdom on this important topic.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jessica Servin. My personal pronouns are her, she, and my job title, I'm an educational liaison for the family engagement team, and I have worked for HSD for about 4 years, going into my fifth pretty soon, and yeah, I've had the pleasure of working with a lot of people throughout, you know, these 5 years, and I'm looking forward to more.
Wonderful. So my first question for you, Jessica, is recent research has shown that hope is a learned skill. How do you see this reality play out in our HSD schools from your point of view? And this could be for both our students and our staff members.
I believe that in HSD, the cultivation of hope is through intentional programs that empower both students and staff. Strategies like goal setting, resilience building, and fostering positive mindset contribute to a culture where hope becomes a fundamental element in personal and professional growth.
That's beautiful. In your own personal journey, how has developing a perspective that includes hope been meaningful to you? And then I'll have a follow-up question after that.
Personally, embracing hope has been transformative, providing a lens through which challenges become opportunities. This perspective fuels me by commitment with the district guiding me through inspiring optimism, resilience, and a sense of positivity in others. Influences my approach to problem solving and collaboration with my team and everybody else that I work with.
Thank you. So when you think about that, how does that impact the work you do within the district?
It makes me want to do more for the families that I work with. I want to keep empowering families, empowering my staff, empowering everyone in the community to be united as a district, as people that are working with towards a future for our students.
I love that. Jessica, we want to thank you for your time today and sharing with us, and we're grateful for the role that you have in the lives of our students.
Hola a todos. Mi nombre es Brandon Hernandez. My name is Brandon Brandon Hernandez. My preferred pronouns are he, him. My job title is the Diverse and Bilingual Educator Pathway Education Liaison. Now that's a mouthful.
And next to him, my name is Brenda Chavez-Tapia. My preferred pronouns are she, her, ella. My job title is the same one. It's a Education Liaison, Second Connector for the Diverse and Bilingual Educator Pathway Program.
I have been with HSD since I was in fourth grade, believe it or not. It's been a long ride, 8 years as a student of HSD, and then now I'm on to my, I believe it's my seventh year working for HSD.
I have worked with HSD for 2 years. I went to Brookwood Elementary, not the fancy Brookwood, the older version of Brookwood, and from there went to South Meadows and then graduated from Hill High.
Thanks, Brenda and Brandon, for sharing that. My first question for you today is, through your work as education liaisons, what are the ways you encourage others to remain hopeful in hard circumstances?
Yeah, great question. So there are many ways we as educators can encourage others to remain hopeful in hard circumstances. Some are by offering support, listening, highlighting the positive efforts of our students, so reminding them how well they're doing. I do want to let everyone know a little secret of our dynamic duo here. I think Brandon is very charismatic and humorous to a lot of our students, and sharing a laugh with them, it helps, and it continues that showing a joyful side of things really bring in that that brightness to the room. And then for myself, I feel like I take on a lot more of that sensitive topics for our students. And you can really see that dynamic and that balance. And when we have that, it really brings a good environment for our students.
In other words, she is the responsible one. I'm just the fun one.
The second question that I have for you is, what brings you a sense of hope when you think about the future of your work as educational liaisons?
You know what's really cool about our position is that we get to meet so many different kinds of students that, at least for me, I didn't get to work with as a bilingual assistant. And they just have so many great qualities. The level of maturity that they show, you know, right before they're even beginning their educator journey, it's just so high. And this is our third year recruiting, but the previous 2 years, we've had a total of 50 scholars, which is something that was unheard of before. And so Brenda and I just start off going off looking at the senior survey and just seeing what students are interested in. And then we only get to know what's written on that survey. But once we get to know them, it's just so incredible. No, seriously, it's like amazing. They have such high potential. And, you know, even the ones that were already recruited, they are just incredible working in the internship. They support our students. You can see the love and the care that they have for them. And it's just incredible. And the fact that we have so many more coming through, it just speaks volumes, and that's something that I think is going to make HSD even more special than it already is. And yeah, I think that brings me a lot of hope. You know, I am a father of students coming through in HSD. I have my daughter in first grade at Mentor Bridge, and one of our scholars supported her as a bilingual assistant. And when he transitioned into his new teaching role at Hill High this year, she was like, "Oh, I miss Mr. Vasquez." Shout out to Mr. Vasquez. he is just an incredible person that just loves and shows how much he cares for students. My daughter misses him every day, but she, even at her age, understands that he's doing amazing work at Hill High. And, you know, she's like, "It's okay, Daddy. I'm going to see him in a couple years when I go to Hill High." So that's just one of the many stories that we have that are of all the students that are coming through, all our scholars.
Thank you for joining us for this episode about Hope in the Workplace. We have heard inspiring stories from employees today about how they include hope as an aspect in their professional and personal lives. We know that difficulties and disappointments will come, and plans don't always work out like we imagined. But with hope, those things don't get the last word. We do. So, we end today's episode with a quote from Maya Angelou. "Hope and fear cannot occupy the same space. Invite only one to stay." Join us for next month's episode about the power of relationships. We will be discussing this topic with our guests to see how they are successfully leveraging teamwork and relationships to support HSD.